You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Post-Punkalypse with Shantae. And tonight I am going to be interviewing the band Itchy Kitty. We're going to start with two songs by them and then I will get into the show.
You really want to f*** someone, but they really don't want to f*** you.
It's not the name of the song, it's the name of the song.
The song, the name of the song is Rock. Yeah, it's Icelandic for damp. Yeah, I am damp.
You are listening to Post-Punkalypse on KYRS, and I am in the studio with Itchy Kitty, who we have just heard. And why don't you guys tell us what that song was called?
It's called Rocked.
Okay, and what does that mean?
It's an Icelandic word for damp.
Damp, okay.
Yeah.
And why don't you guys introduce yourselves for our listeners out there?
I'm Ami. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Naomi. I play bass and I also sing.
My name's Shug. I play the drums.
And I'm Ethan. I play guitar too.
That's ethanol kabuki.
Tell me.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. So I'm going to get right into it with my first question. So you have a very unique descriptor for your specific punk sound, or pussycat punk.
Yeah.
Describe your approach and how you've come up with your specific sound.
We just thought that punk nowadays wasn't, well, like what people consider punk, when you talk to someone, they usually are mentioning more pop punk bands, and we wanted to go for more of like a 1980s punk sound. And we like that a lot. So that's pretty much what we're going for.
All right. That actually perfectly leads into my next question, which is, who are some of your influences, musical or otherwise?
Oh, yeah. J Retard, The Retards. That's a big one. Like Bad Brains and The Dead Boys, at least for me. I don't know.
Okay. Anyone else?
Me and Naomi have the same opinion on this, I suppose.
We do. We listen to more a wider variety of stuff that's not all punk. All of us are big David Bowie fans.
Oh, yes.
All right. And he passed today, so that's...
We're very upset about that. Naomi cried all night.
I did.
She did. Her makeup was all over her face.
Listened to a few albums very loud.
Yeah, we did
last
that
night.
Last night.
Which albums?
Hunky Dory and Scary Monsters. I believe Ethan went home and laid in bed and listened to...
Yeah, I listened to the new one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, very... Puts a different spin on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. So next, I have read that you play lighthearted punk.
I do.
So what exactly does this mean? What is...
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that.
Okay.
Lighthearted punk?
Yes.
Irreverent.
I don't have a heart, so I don't know how. I guess that's really, really light.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Because we write songs about cats, maybe that's why.
Oh, people think that we're nice. No, we're not nice. Okay. Is that what that means?
I guess.
I wonder where that is. Would you read that?
I read it, and I think it was a snippet from The Inlander.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Never saw that.
No, we never saw that. Okay. That's interesting. Well, I'd like to see that. I don't know what that means. I don't.
Okay. So I am going to play another song.
Yes.
And it is the first track from your EP. What is that called? And describe that a bit.
It is called Year of the Slut.
Okay. And what's the background?
I was really mad. Okay. I don't know how to describe that one. It really speaks for itself. Like, why not? Okay. Pretty much, why not?
Okay, so here's another Itchy Kitty song. This is Year of the Slut.
Slut. Get up the slut.
You are listening to KYRS. This is Post-Punkalypse with Chante, and I am in the studio with Itchy Kitty. And that was an Itchy Kitty song called Year of the Slut from their EP, which is called...
It's Year of the Slut.
The EP.
Oh, the EP. Sorry, I wasn't paying
attention. EP is called Live at Jones Radiator.
All right. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
And that's exactly what it was. It was Live at Jones Radiator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys want to give us some background about your band?
Shug. Okay. So, I work with my drummer, Shug, and I wrote a song called My Name is Boo. And it was just pretty much a song that I would grab my cat's legs and, like, make her dance. and sing it. And I turned it into, like, a little punk song. And then I was playing it in the office at work. And she goes, I want to be in that band. And I was like, okay. And so that's it. That happened. And then I called up my cousin, Naomi, my bassist. And I was like, you want, instead of playing guitar or learning to do that at all, you want to play bass? And she's like, yeah, all right. And then... And then we went to her house that was shaped like an octagon. And we sat in there and played just played music, and it turned into like this whole thing. It was really, we were just like, we're going to sing all cat songs. It'd be great. We're going to sing a Billy Idol song. It'd be about, make it kitty yell. It'd be hilarious. And then from there, it just got that we were really surprised that people warmed up to it as much as they did. And we didn't really expect it. We were just like, whatever. We're just going to play whatever we want. Like,
I thought it was great. You know, I wormed my way in there. I was a later addition.
Yeah, he was like in the beginning, Shug's like a really busy drummer. Like, he's a drummer that like gets paid to be in bands all the time. So it's like super insane that he would want to be in our band at all to us, because he's amazing. And so when we would do like house shows, which we were trying to get it going, Shug did not want to do that, and he had no patience for that, so he's all like, and so we got Ethan to get in there and play the drums, which Ethan can play everything. So in the beginning he did that, but after a while during our Halloween show he came on as a guitarist, like to help us play certain songs we wanted to play, and we were like, we need Ethan to be in the band.
He's the sparkle.
He is our sparkle.
That's
our little
great.
Our little ethanol kabuki.
That's great. Okay. So what are your impressions of the Spokane music scene?
I would have to have an impression. I'm joking. Yeah, there's a lot of really rad bands that we like. There's not a lot of punk bands. We really like we really liked Femme Fatale when we saw them. We thought they were super cool, and we tried to get shows with them.
And you actually succeeded.
We did.
One coming up on.
Yeah, we really like. Yeah, we think they're cool, and we like the way they sound. So, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of other bands.
I like the Kimora.
Oh, the Kimora can put on a show.
Oh man.
Oh my god. Rolling on the ground like in little like spandex suits. This is the weirdest thing. You guys should really go see the Kimora. It's awesome. We got a show with them. They were.
Yeah.
They played for like an hour. Like, it was awesome.
You like loud music? Go to those shows.
Shaking their booties.
That's great. Okay, so as I mentioned, you have a show coming up this Saturday.
Yes,
with Femme Fatale and The Bite. So describe your live show for us.
Our live show?
Yes.
I don't know how to describe that. We are pretty foul. Like, people may have heard the bleeps. We aim to offend. Why am I doing all the talking?
There's pageantry. There's everything you could want. It's
you get to watch me get drunk. It's kind of hilarious.
All right.
Watch her try and get more drunk, which is even more hilarious. Mm-hmm.
People try to stop me.
It's impossible. You can't stop her.
Okay. I'm an alcoholic juggernaut.
She's like an ape with no remorse.
Okay. We have time for one more of your songs. So this is a brand spanking new song that's less
spanking.
Than so 24 hours old, from what I understand.
I haven't even heard this song.
Yeah. Shug's playing it.
I was there for the recording, but I haven't heard the mix yet.
Yeah, it got mixed I'm 2 excited. Hours ago. We just put it together.
Ethan awesome. Mixed it. He's amazing.
It's great.
Okay, so what's this song called?
Hairballs.
Okay.
Lyrics by Naomi, bass by me, guitar by me.
All right, so here is Hairballs by Itchy Kitty.